philosophies in my experience and my experiment. So there's a lot swimming around me at the moment, and I'm not sure I'm going to be able to do this very eloquently or succinctly. Not sure articulation is on at the moment. It seemed very clear to me in the shower, but then, you know, I get out of the shower and unless I capture it in the moment, it's kind of gone. So anyway, we're just going to play with this. What I want to explore today is how I find the business world is so deeply conditioning that we forget, you know, that many of us are chasing things that we don't actually really want. We've just been led to believe we want, right? And I see this all the time. So, for example, with the Office Collective, when I had the co-working space in Byron, there was something that I was chasing. And that something really, when I got very clear on it, was a sense of belonging somewhere. You know, I really wanted to have a community of people around me who got what it was like to work for themselves. You know, they had this passion that they were following and they had flexibility because they were working for themselves and they were working towards something. And I really just wanted to have a place where I could plug into people like that, because at the time I didn't necessarily had it. I had just moved back to Byron after living on the Mid-North Coast for a couple of years. And on the Mid-North Coast, I created this little, like, you know, community around me. And when I moved back, I thought, oh, I've got this community up here too, because I'd lived here previously for years. And I thought, I'm just going to be able to plug back into it. And in the beginning, it was amazing, because the day we moved in, I remember friends came around and dropped flowers and dropped in. And I thought, oh, yay, this is going to be amazing. This is exactly what I want. And then it wasn't new anymore, and the novelty of me being around wasn't new, and I just kind of fell off the radar and got all bitter and twisted about it. And I, you know, I just wanted to, like, working for yourself is so lonely. And at that stage, I think I'd been working for myself for maybe, I don't know, 5 or 6 years, and I had gone through the, you know, the extreme loneliness we feel when we go out on our own. And To be frank, when I started my business in 2005, 2006, there wasn't a lot of people I knew working for themselves. It wasn't common for you to work for yourself, right? Like, these days, I feel like every man and his dog works for themselves in some capacity, whether that is having a side hustle or working full-time in their own business. Like, it's just a lot more common now than it was, you know, 10, 15 years ago. And so, yeah, I just didn't have that network of people around me that I was craving. And so I built this business because I thought, that's the way I'm going to create this. And often people come to me for coaching, right? And I haven't really been doing much of the business stuff lately, but I'm starting to dip my toe back in. And I'm being reminded of how conditioned we are in that, okay, this is what I want, this is how I'm going to create it. And in terms of human design, for a generator, a projector, we're not designed to do that. We're not designed to have the idea, have the vision necessarily, and go about creating it on our own, right? There's nothing stopping you from daydreaming and imagining what's possible and all that kind of jazz, but we're not really designed to go, I'm going to create a membership, you know, I'm going to create a mastermind. I'm going to create this. You know, I want to run a successful business. I want to help people. So, you know, we just kind of like fall into this, like, it's just, I see this, like, remember, maybe you don't, because maybe you haven't been around here this long, but there was this ages ago, like probably 5 years ago, I spoke about this baby gosling thing, gooseling. I don't know how to say that, but essentially it's like a really depressing video. And I've actually shared it in a few places and people have been like, oh my God, this is really depressing. What are you, you know, it's really about resilience, and it's this baby goose. I'll have to find out the name of the kind, but they basically the eggs are hatched up on these, you know, massive kind of cliff faces. And then when the bird hatches, it falls down the cliff. And there's this video on YouTube that I saw at We Are Podcast one year. One of the guys was talking about storytelling and how, you know, related it to this video of this goose, this tiny little baby chick goose, tumbling down a cliff. And it was like, it was kind of horrific to watch, and your heart goes in your throat, right? Because it's like building this suspense, and this bird is kind of like rolling down, and you think, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, what is that bird doing? And they're rolling down, and then they stop, and you're like, oh, phew. And then no, they keep tumbling and keep tumbling. And I've used this a lot to describe my experience with the Office Collective, because it felt like I was just free falling down this cliff, you know, thinking, oh, this is rock bottom. Oh, no, it's not. Here I go again, rolling, rolling, rolling. Oh, this is rock bottom. No, you know, and it just goes on and on and on and on. And you're just like, what's happening? Is this bird has to be dead. It has to be dead. Oh, my God. Right. And then the bird gets up. And it's like, I don't want to, that's spoiler alert. I probably should have put a spoiler alert on it. But the bird survives, right? And part of this falling down the cliff is part of the bird's design, because they live in really, really tough conditions. And so they need to be very, very resilient. And only the very resilient make it down the cliff. Now, that's fucking atrocious, right? When it comes to being able-bodied, like the most resilient win. Like, that's not the story. That's not the story I'm telling you here. What I'm telling you is, like, what I want to kind of like, because it's not like survival of the fittest. That's not at all what I'm saying. What I'm trying to highlight here is often what we'll do is we'll come in to this idea and of like starting our own business and working for ourselves because we desire something, freedom, flexibility, acknowledgement and recognition, being able to do things that we love, you know, wanting to help people more, finding a deeper sense of purpose. Like, we come into business with these ideals. And then we get into this, like, I don't know, free fall of like falling into this tunnel of conditioning around business. Okay, if you want that, then here's the way to get it. Let me show you how to get it. And then you're kind of like just spiraling down. And by the end of a very kind of short initiation into the world of business for yourself, we have this really conditioned belief system around how it should look, how it should be, how we should execute this, how we get the results, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? And then that really, really limits us because we're suddenly playing some game that we didn't intend to play in the first place, chasing something external. Like, you know, the results. How do I get the results? And I don't want to be the kind of person that you come to for those kind of results, right? Like, I often find, maybe I could give you the advice, but I couldn't do it in good faith because I don't know that it's going to work for you. And in fact, I don't know that the thing you're actually chasing is the thing that really you want. When I work with people, I want to excavate to that. Why? Why are you doing this? What are you really craving here? What are you really chasing? What do you really want? Because often then we can unpeel all those layers of conditioning around like, oh, but I have to have a membership site. Oh, but I have to do this and I have to do the webinars and I have to be on social media and I have to fucking, right? Like it has to look like this and I have to show up in this way. And I like, there's just so much conditioning and I want to excavate all that so that we can get to your truth, what you really want, who you really are, how you want to show up and do things deeply in your own way, right? And human design beautifully supports this. Because there is a blueprint of who you are and where you're open to be conditioned, right? Like, so for me, looking at my chart, I know that I have this undefined heart and I have this insane, like it's not mine, but this need to prove and constantly be improving and not knowing my value, right? And when I come to that open heart and I look at the conditioning of that center and I'm like, okay, am I trying to prove myself here? It shifts everything because I'm like, I'm not here to prove myself. And this is a path that is non-linear, right? Because there is so much conditioning in life about who we are, about how we should show up, you know, patriarchal structures and capitalism and all of this stuff impacts how we show up and what we want. Because sometimes what we're chasing isn't even really what we're after, right? Like we're chasing some kind of external success. Well, what we're seeking is something very different. I was looking to build this empire of co-working spaces regionally throughout the country, but what I was actually chasing was just a community, a place of belonging, right? And so when I'm so dog-eared on creating this huge thing externally from me, this idea of like, yes, that's how I fulfill this need within me that isn't being met. I'm going to create, a franchise of co-working spaces with these values and at the end of the day, when I got truly honest with myself, I fucking didn't want that. I wanted what I thought it was going to give me, but I didn't necessarily want that. You know, so it's like, oh, I want people around me. I'm going to create a membership site. I'm going to create a community, you know, an online community. Or you could create that community in your life, right? And have your needs be met through something else. Because there's this external chasing of things for needs within. When if we really get deep and we dig into the needs within, we can have those be met. And then you're just free to not have this pressure and this codependency on your business because you're trying to fulfill this need within you that isn't being met through this external world of business, right? And then you're free to do whatever the fuck you want without having to reach these milestones and, benchmarks, the yardstick that isn't even yours. You've just been led to believe that when I get here, I will feel what it is that I want to feel now. And I've been thinking about, as a projector, how my, excuse me, I've still got a bit of a throat thing going on. Hasn't everyone? Fucking hell, 2022, the year of sickness. Anyway, what was I saying? As a projector, I think, and as any type, particularly I'm talking mostly here to generators and projectors, right? Because we're not a manifester. We're not here to have an idea, go chasing it, create it, you know, like create your own destiny, you know, that kind of stuff. Like we're more in relationship with life. And as a generator, you are literally in relationship with life, right? Like what is there in your, awareness to respond to? Who is in your awareness? What is in your awareness? What are you feeling drawn towards? But so often they're acting like a manifester. I want to make this shit happen. I've got this idea. I've mapped it all out. You just got to show me, how do I get from here to this arbitrary, you know, fucking huge, ridiculous, and I'm not saying this to be dismissive, but you know, like there's this huge kind of vision that they've got that they're moving towards, and that's really a manifestor thing. They're here to start movements. They're here to, you know, get people initiated and moving. And generators and projectors are not. We're here to be in relationship. We're here to respond. And often I find generators particularly moving so fast and looking so far outside of themselves, like external, kind of like these are the dreams, chasing the dreams, that they're not necessarily slowing down enough. And I don't mean that in like a, because generators don't necessarily need to slow down. Sometimes it's correct for you to be really busy, particularly if you're a manifesting generator, pollinating here, pollinating there, doing all the things. It's correct for you, providing it's all bringing you satisfaction, right? And most generators are not waiting. They're plowing through, they're following dreams, they're fucking making shit happen, and they're not seeing what's right in front of them. They're not slowing down enough to nurture this relationship with life. And it's a similar deal for projectors. They're so busy fucking responding and trying to make shit happen too, that what they overlook is often the invitations and the recognition that's already here. You know, we're trying to make things bigger, better, when often what we want is right in front of us and we're not noticing those little things that are happening for us. So just for example, I went to Gorman the other day, and I was in there, and there was this one particular, as soon as I walked in, there was this one particular saleswoman who, I felt this feeling of recognition. She was very friendly and warm and welcoming. It was a completely different experience at Dangerfield, let me tell you that. But at Gorman, this woman was really lovely. And I was in the change room getting dressed, and she said, "Oh, I found this jumper I reckon you would really love. And so do you want to try it on?" And there's, I felt recognized, and here's an invite, sure. So I tried it on, and it wasn't something that I would have picked off the shelf, but it was amazing and I loved it, right? And we overlook those kind of little day-to-day recognitions and invitations because we're seeking the big shit. We're seeking the big fucking life-changing Oprah moments, right? Like, where's that invitation that's going to take me from here to like this global fucking brand, when actually when we get really clear within us, like, I wouldn't be really available for that. And I've spoken about this a lot over the years. What am I available for, right? Like, often what we're seeking, what we think we're seeking, what we're seeking externally is something that we're not actually that available for. Like, are you really available for global fame? Are you really available for working fucking 60, 70 hours a week? Are you really available for all the press junkets and the fucking, are you available for that? And is it something that you really want? Or is it recognition that you're seeking as a projector? For sure, it is, right? Is it recognition that you're seeking? Why does recognition have to be on that big grand scale? It can be also just in our day-to-day interactions. And from little things, big things grow, So it's like, look at where the recognition is right now for you as a projector. Like, what is right in front of you to respond to instead of these big, huge, out there dreams, which I'm not saying aren't worth having. For sure, dream, daydream, think of all the possible, anything is possible. Almost anything is possible. And so I'm not saying don't have those dreams. I'm saying focus on what's in front of you. Like, what feels, as a generator, what feels really satisfying to you? Because you might find what you're chasing isn't aligned. What you're chasing isn't something that brings you a sense of satisfaction. It's something that you think might have the possibility of bringing you something that you're not even really that sure of what you want, right? Like, get clear on what it is that you're actually really seeking, what is actually really, really important to you. Focus on what's happening here and now. Because often when we have these massive big dreams, we're overlooking what is right in front of us. And we have what we want in some ways. We just want more of it. And that's okay. My friend Krista Jane used to say all the time, "Thank you, universe, and more, please." Right? Because focusing on those little moments of, oh, this feels good, over these huge external dreams that may or may not come into fruition. And sometimes, like, particularly for a generator or a projector, these huge big dreams, like, for starters, they're not even ours in the first place. But secondly, we're not designed to go and create that. It may happen for us when we're focused on what is working for me, what is bringing me a sense of satisfaction as a generator, where do I feel recognized as a projector? And then we just move forward from here, step by step. What's in front of me right now? What's in front of me? Yes, if there's a direction you want to head into, be heading in that direction, but form a relationship with life now. All right, that's it from me. Until next time, peace out. Carlos and Bees, I'm Carly Nimmo.